This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Party Line. It's Mel in with you this morning. I'm flying solo, so I hope you have a lot of patience for me. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, for letting us be on the air and bring you Party Line every weekday. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And, of course, Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News, your free local news sources for Lebanon, Delphi, and the local area here around Frankfort. The WILO Party Line online telecast at Hoosierland TV is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty's Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Banner Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Open phone lines are 765-659-3338. We always like to hear from our listeners, so if you want to call in. But right now, I want to get to, and we'll talk weather. It's going to be beautiful all weekend long. Get out there and enjoy it. And, in fact, it looks like right now we're on a dry streak that's going to last clear through Thursday. Leastwise, that's what they're saying now, knock on wood. I just want to remind you that there are farmers out there trying to finish up their crops, getting them planted or replanted because of all the rain that we had. So please give them some grace, some space, and just slow down. Let them get their work done. They're out there trying. They're racing the clock, basically. The later it gets, the harder it is to get that crop in the fall. So let them get the planting done. Right now, we are going to go to the phone lines. And we have on the line with us Ashley Rippey. And Ashley, I want you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about you. And then we'll get into the reason for our conversation today.
Hi, my name is Ashley Rippey. I live there in Frankfort with my husband, Cody Rippey, and our daughter, Amazing Grace Rippey. And my son was living in Texas, but he's 26, and he'll be living there in Frankfort with us.
Well, let's talk about, your son is Cameron.
Yes.
And let's talk about the reason for Cameron coming back to Frankfort. It's definitely a journey that your family is on and will continue to be on for your lifetime.
Yes, Cameron was in a serious car accident on December 20th on his way home from work. He had hit a loose patch of gravel, and that accident left him a paraplegic. He is paralyzed from his shoulders down, but we've got he's got movement in his left arm to his wrist. Just started getting a little bit of movement in the right arm, and he's been here in Colorado. I've been here in Colorado with him at a Craig Hospital. It is an amazing hospital for spinal and brain injury. And he's been working very hard on therapy.
What's Cameron's prognosis? I mean, are they looking at him maybe getting full mobility at least out of his upper extremities?
So he is a C4 incomplete, and with spinal cord injuries, it's just day by day, and the left arm, the movement we're getting out of it is tremendous. I mean, we've been able to get so much, but the hands are usually one of the last things to come back, and his hand on the left is, like I said, to the wrist, so he doesn't have the wrist mobility. Just with extensive therapy and continuing, but like I said, the right arm, we just started getting that in the last week, so that was kind of a big surprise. But with all the adaptive equipment, he's been able to start feeding himself some. It's really amazing the things that they have available.
Yeah, and for what he went through, you said that was in December, and here we're in May, so it sounds to me like he's making amazing progress and I know for you as a family, it seems like a lifetime, but and I told you off air, you know, my mother-in-law was a paraplegic, so, you know, I know what we went through with her therapy and everything. Talk a little bit. Let people know what it's like to be a caregiver for a paraplegic.
Well, it's learning. It's a lot of care, but luckily he has a very positive attitude. So, but it's waking up to going to sleep. You know, there's just a lot of things that through the day, getting them up, getting them ready, and making sure he's got everything he needs all through the day.
What type of equipment do you have to have residentially to make that happen?
I wanted to mention, we actually are working with, we have a wonderful community, because we needed a ramp, obviously, for his power chair to get in and out of the house. So my husband and I had went and met with the city, and we've been working with Rob Bohm with the Building Inspection Department and Tim Clark with ADA, and they actually are working with Life Mobility, IMI, Campus Construction, and just the Street Department, Building Services, and Board of Works that have all come together to make a ramp for him for when we get home. And they're just completely amazing. They're widening the sidewalk and just making it able to even get him in the home. That was a major one, obviously. But he's going to have a power lift in the house. His power chair. So we have a lot of his shepherd chair, a lot of things that we have to figure out and make some adjustments at our home.
Do you know when you might be at the point to where you'll be able to bring Cameron home?
He is coming home June 6th.
Wow, that's very soon.
Yes, it snuck up on us. The days here are very long, but the weeks have seemed to fly by.
Well, I know we had Tim Clark on a couple weeks ago to talk about mobility and accessibility, and I'm glad that you've been able to connect with them and with the city to make that part of it happen, but That's just a small part of what you need to be able to get Cameron to his therapy sessions and also to just to be able to function with a paraplegic. So let's talk about the main reason why we wanted to talk with you was you need a van. You need a wheelchair accessible van in order to be able to get him to all his medical care. And that's a journey in itself. So let's talk about that.
Yes. Obviously, there in Frankfurt, there isn't the specialist that he'll need to be seeing. You know, we're looking at more Indianapolis area for him to be able to continue his extensive physical therapy to hopefully still keep getting these improvements and keeping his muscles strong so that when they wake up and not being able to get him in his power chair safely is a big struggle that we're facing right now. He has a certain height. He's very tall, and so with his power chair, we're limited to only two types of vehicles that he actually fits in with the conversion. So that really limited our options, because we were going on Marketplace thinking, oh, this will be easy, and it's just not the case. He can only fit in two specific types, and that makes it a lot harder.
Again, we're talking with Ashley Rippey, Clinton County and Frankfurt resident. We're talking about mobility for paraplegic. Her son, Cameron, will be coming home soon, and they're in need of that a van. And you said two types. What are the types of vans that you can access to be able to make this happen?
So either it has to be a Chrysler Pacifica with a Braun XT for extra tall conversion, or a Toyota Sienna with the North Star conversion that is a 2020 or older, because they changed the conversion after 2020. And other than that, it has to be one of the big full-size vans,
which is not easy to get around, especially downtown Indianapolis.
Right.
You can't find a parking spot for a pickup, let alone a full-size van.
Right.
I know that is the biggest challenge, and it's not just your family; it's all families that deal with someone who's wheelchair bound, trying to get these vehicles. Is there any help out there? I mean, I know you need to raise funds on your own, but is there any other help out there for families like yours?
So I have here at the Craig Hospital, they help with every aspect for resources, and that is the one that they struggle with the most, because there is such a need for them and such a lack of funding that it is very hard to get any kind of funding for vehicles.
Well, I know that your family has set up a GoFundMe.
Yes.
And why don't you tell people who are listening, if they, you know, can help, would like to help, why don't you tell them how, where they need to go and how that we can make that happen for you?
All right. It is on the GoFundMe, and it is under, I'm trying to pull it up here, the GoFundMe.me/DCEF. 9BBD1, but it's under Ashley Rippey to help Cameron get an accessible van.
And it's also, if I remember right, the link is also on your Facebook page as well, correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anybody listening out there, if you want to, if you're able to help, if you want to get on and help, you can call the station here, 765-659-3338. We will get you that link so that you can help. You can go to Ashley's Facebook page, and it's there as well. And we can direct you to that too, and help out that way. The community is in the process of coming together to help you guys be able to get Cameron home. But what's something that you would like listeners to understand for people, if they're not able to help with helping you get a van, what are other ways that people might be able to help? Or what would you like them to just know about what your family, what it's going to be like for you moving forward?
We request, most importantly, prayers. That is one thing that has got us where we're at. Just love your family. You just never know. Everything can change at any moment. And when Cameron gets home and he's out in the community, he would love for people to talk to him if they have questions. He's very outgoing, and
well, Ashley, I know it's going to be a long road and a long journey for you and your family, and especially for Cameron. And the therapy, I don't think a lot of people, unless they've had to go through it themselves, I don't think they understand what he's going through physically to fight his way back. And we send our prayers from here, everybody here at the station, and we'll keep all the information up for you, and hopefully we can get Cameron that van as soon as possible.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you for taking the time out. I know you're in Colorado with him as he's doing his therapy, so thank you for getting up early to talk to us. And best wishes, and let us know how things progress for you and for Cameron, and especially when you guys get back.
We definitely will, and thank you so much for having us.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Ashley Rippey, Clinton County, Frankfort resident. Her son had a serious car accident working in Texas, and they are working on getting him home, but a van is what they need. You can call here again at the station, 765-659-3338. We'll get you that information so that you can help out with the GoFundMe page to help get Cameron a van. And we wish them all the best. If you look, you can see I have somebody who snuck in so he could get set up. Hey, Blake, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Blake Dahlier, our resident NDOT expertise. He is the communications director for NDOT and public relations guy. And he comes in. We've got him now finally talked into coming in once a month and keeping us up to date on everything. So we're gonna get in with Blake. Blake, I want you to introduce your guest that you brought with you, and we're gonna take a quick break here in just a bit. But go ahead and introduce your guest.
Yeah. So this is Glaribel Aon. She's my public relations intern for the summer. So looking forward to having her on board. Just her second week here, so I won't make her memorize this list of projects by any stretch of the imagination. But today she's going to be sitting in. She's going to be, you know, kind of learning what's going on in Clinton and Boone counties, as will hopefully everybody else here in the community. And so she's going to get to learn about how to deal with media, how to deal with the public and, you know, public information, getting information out in a timely manner, and just how to communicate large-scale projects across the state. So looking forward to having her this summer, and she's an intern, just graduated from Purdue University, so not coming from too far away.
Well, most of us here are Purdue graduates or went to Purdue, whatever, so you have no conflicts there. So what? Thanks for coming in, and what's it like working for, you're going to want to pull that up to you, what's it like working with Blake?
It's been pretty good so far. He's teaching me a lot, and I'm excited to be here and learn a lot more throughout the summer, so just excited to listen in.
believe me, before it's over with, you'll be doing more than listening, but that's okay. All right, we are going to, if I can get this thing to cooperate for me. We're actually going to take a break, and I really quickly, while I'm waiting on the system to catch up with what I need, reminder, tonight we have sectional baseball going on. Doubleheader tonight. It is Rossville battling Bethesda Christian and followed by Carroll taking on Clinton Prairie. Coverage is going to start at 4:45 right here on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7. That's all on the radio. It will not be on Hoosier Land TV. It's all going to be right here. So make sure you tune in for that. And then we will be getting reports from the girls' softball sectional championship game featuring Clinton Central and Clinton Prairie. Sam's going to be calling those in while we have Kyle and Don at Clinton Prairie for the boys' baseball round, a second round of games. So all that's happening thanks to the Farmers Bank, Collisions Unlimited, Milner Health Services, Wampler Services Incorporated, and Home National Bank, along with Davis Comfort Solutions. We want to thank them for allowing us to do all that. So we'll take a quick break, and we will be back with Blake Dollier from the NDOT.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East to Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Join HoosierLandTV.com as we celebrate the class of 2026 with live coverage of the Clinton Central and Frankfort High School graduation ceremonies. Watch as students take the next big step toward their future on Saturday, May 30th at 10 a.m. Family, friends, and community members can share in this special milestone from wherever they are with coverage on HoosierLandTV.com. Congratulations to the graduating classes of Clinton Central and Frankfort High Schools. Graduation coverage brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated and Home National Bank.